It's hard to imagine a child playing one day and then not existing the next day.
Since the war began in 2023, healthcare workers have been some of the only people permitted to enter Gaza. Israel has not allowed foreign reporters independent access.
It was like an apocalyptic movie. I mean, it really didn't seem real.
I've been to Gaza a couple times this past year.
It crushes you on the inside.
Faultlines interviewed American doctors around the country about their experiences volunteering in hospitals in Gaza.
Thousands of children are being mutilated.
Every day. There wasn't a single day that we didn't see kids in the emergency room, in the operating room, in the morgue.
Even though these doctors served in different hospitals at different times, they all witnessed a disturbing pattern.
More and more, I started to see children with penetrating injuries like gunshot wounds.
Gunshot came from out of nowhere. Your kid was just playing on the playground and got shot.
That's it, one wound.
It seemed like every day we had at least a child coming in with a gunshot wound. At some point, I thought, God, this just can't be. There has to be a mistake.
Most of the time you have a gunshot wound to the head, these seemed targeted.
After 5, 6, 7, 8, I came to the realization that, oh, somebody is shooting children.
It was August 24th. It was morning, and it was during a mass casualty incident. A little girl who's 4 years old, whose name is Mira, she was brought by her parents. She had a single wound to her head. I was able to get her into the CT scan. On a CT scan, we saw a bullet in this child's head, in her brain.
Dr. Mimi Zayed treated 4-year-old Mira Alderini during her first trip to Gaza in August 2024.
This is where the bullet entered. See how it takes that path from there? And it's lodged right there into the back.
What's the prognosis here when you're looking at this?
Patients with wounds to the head or brain matter out, we can't do anything for them. So she was designated as someone we couldn't save.
هذا الطلق كان سبب زهق حياة بنتي بمثل اليوم المشؤوم اللي صار في الحدث كانت الدخول اللي ساعد دخول الآليات لكواد كابتر لو طقك رصاصة يعطيك العافية بموت على المطر
الساعة 8 الصبح يعني تقريبا لسه بنصحى من النوم تاريخ 24/8 يعني هو تاريخ عيد ميلاد أختها الكبيرة كانوا فرحانين وقومي يا ماما ويلا وعملنا كيكة عيد ميلاد رهف
كانت الناس بتركض في الخارج بسبب إطلاق نار من الكواد كابتر كانت خايفة ومهلوعة
فجأة شفنا وجهها كله صار دم وعرفنا إنه بنت انصابت برصاصة براسها
تم إصابتها في الرأس من هون من مقدمة الرأس
Witnesses told us that Mira was shot by an Israeli drone or quadcopter armed with a gun. While these drones are known to exist, confirming their use in Gaza has been difficult despite dozens of reported incidents.
فحسيت الحياة خلص وقفت في هذه اللحظة بأنه كيف ميرا أنا بدي أفقد ميرا ميرا يعني كيف بنتي هذه روحي طبعا ساعتها يعني مش عارفة شو أعمل أصرخ ولا عيط ولا أحمل بنتي
حملتها زي هيك وضليتني ماشي فيها أستنجد في الناس يا ناس انقذونا تعالوا بس واحد يساعدنا سيارة تنقذنا.
She was moving very little, clearly injured.
Had someone triaged Mira before you saw her?
Some physicians had already seen her. I started to examine her and one of my colleagues came and said, no, don't waste your time. But what I noticed about her was she was still moving. I felt like I could still save her.
So what'd you do?
So I intubated her. It's a small handheld blade, a blade that kind of goes into the mouth, and then you put a plastic tube inside, and you can breathe for them as a result of that.
تم استخراج الرصاصة من حجرات الدماغ من الخلف فشلوها وركبوا جهاز بيبي شنط لحجب السائل الدماغي من التسرب.
This was Mira's second brush with death. Last year, as her family fled south, an Israeli missile fired on them, killing one of her aunts. Another aunt lost her leg.
والله أقول لك أكذب عليك لا. مش ما خفتش إنه كانت يعني ما بين الموت والحياة.
The target at the end of a scope is unmistakable that they are a young human being. And when that trigger gets pulled on that target, it is not by accident. At all, ever.
Children are easy targets. Right? They are generally defenseless. It makes sense to target children if you're trying to target the future.
Faultline spoke to 20 American doctors who volunteered in hospitals across Gaza since the war began. They all reported treating children with gunshots, often fatal.
It's not a rogue soldier that lost their ethics. It's widespread throughout the entire Gaza Strip. There's a definitive pattern of Israeli soldiers targeting quite specifically children.
I didn't want to believe that children were being shot. Nobody wants to think that other humans are capable of annihilating children in that way.
I had 18 cases of children with shots to the head. When you see one or two coming in that time that I was there, then I could say, maybe it's an accident. It's crossfire. But when you see that a child is being shot in the head every day, multiple times, in the abdomen, in the chest, those are intentional. Someone is doing that.
According to the Gaza Ministry of Health, children make up over a third of the death toll in Gaza. Nearly 16,000 have been killed, mostly by bombing. Doctors say it's impossible to know how many were shot, since Gaza's healthcare system has been destroyed by the Israeli military.
Israeli forces have killed so many children in Gaza that it is most likely we will never know all of their names.
Al Jazeera has been tracking incidents of children shot by the Israeli military. In one case, Israeli soldiers fired at 3-year-old Imad Abu Karab and his two cousins on their way back from buying fruit. One cousin, Hadil, who was 20, died immediately. But Imad still showed signs of life. As neighbors tried to drag him from the street, Israeli soldiers continued to fire. His other cousin, Aya, survived.
وكان بيتحرك قبل ما يستشهد وبينادى علينا وبتطلع على الناس.
طفل صغير اللي عمره 3.5 سنين انه طلع بس عشان سمع كلمنتينا وبده ياكل حبة كلمنتينا. فلما ابني مد ايده وحاول يتحرك فأعدموه برصاصهم.
In another case, Israeli soldiers shot 13-year-old Nahid Barbach and his older brother Ramiz outside their home in Khan Yunus. The family was trying to evacuate south. Nahid was first shot in the leg. When he tried to get up, Israeli soldiers shot him twice more, in the back and in the neck. He was holding a white flag. When Ramiz went to help him, he was shot in the heart.
أنا بحالة هستيريا، أنا خلاص أنا مش عارف، أنا كل اللي بدي إياه بدي أولادي، أنا بدي أولادي، يمكن يكون لسه فيهم الروح، يعني على أمل إنه لو أجى إسعاف يمكن فيهم الروح، يمكن نقدر ننجدهم. زي النافورة دمه من صفحته ورقبته ورجله ورتامة، على طول رتامة على الموت، على طول.
You kind of want to scream at the top of your lungs about it to everyone.
I know that to some degree I'm complicit in that, right? I'm in this country, these are government officials that are making these decisions that we as a people have elected. I pay tax dollars.
How could you watch this and let it go on? How could you not say something? In what world is it okay to shoot a child in the head? If I can't speak up for something like this, what good am I?
The United States is Israel's largest military backer. For months, American doctors returning from Gaza warned that children were being shot, yet U.S. support persisted. In January, some of the doctors traveled to Washington, D.C. to urge lawmakers to take action.
It's very difficult just to acknowledge that I live in this country that's supplying the bombs or the guns or the ammunition for that bullet that was in Mira's head. This I want to show you is a little girl I treated. She's a 4-year-old named Mira. She got shot by a quadcopter sniper. This is Mira. She's a 4-year-old little girl. She was shot in the head. The meetings seem very rushed, like we're just trying to say what we're there to say and then just leave. This is Mira. She's a 4-year-old little girl. She got shot.
I feel very futile. I feel like I'm not doing anything.
I thought that they would be shocked to learn some of the things that we were seeing. Just seeing a child with a bullet in their head is a powerful, shocking thing to see. But it almost seemed like it wasn't new information.
They say a bunch of non-substantial stuff. I mean, it's just like stuff. It so misses the mark.
I was met with some skepticism about the actual bullet and it being authentic. Yeah. I touched her. I saved her. My hands treated her. I held her in my arms when I went back last time. And for them to question that really happened is, it breaks my heart.
When you tell a U.S. lawmaker that you're seeing a pattern, what's their response?
They shrug their shoulders or, you know, shake their head, but nothing substantial.
A child should not be arriving with a bullet in their head. If that happened in the U.S., there would be law enforcement agencies all over the hospital. This is a regular occurrence in Gaza.
When I have to step over 8 dead babies to look for the ones that have a chance to survive.
We have more than 2 decades of evidence pointing to that this is a regular occurrence, and Israeli soldiers are never, ever held accountable. And so if they've been allowed to kill children with complete impunity, then it's absolutely not surprising that they would carry out these actions and attacks in Gaza, just the same as they've been doing in the West Bank.
Have you ever thought through, what's the strategic reason to shoot a child? What message should we take from a military that would target children?
I've thought about it a lot, and the only conclusion I can come to is Israeli soldiers are shooting Palestinian children because they want to. And I think they do it because they've been allowed to, and nobody has stopped them.
Is it a war crime to intentionally target a child?
Yes. Targeting a child with lethal force, whether it's live ammunition, drone strike, any other type of targeted attack, is absolutely a war crime.
Not only is it a war crime, but it's also against U.S. law to provide support to foreign military units accused of human rights violations. It's known as the Leahy Law, after Senator Patrick Leahy, who sponsored it.
I worked for Senator Patrick Leahy.
His senior advisor, Tim Reeser, drafted the law.
There's probably not a unit in the Israeli army that either hasn't been trained and or received equipment from the United States. But it is the only country they're aware of that the law has been so consistently not applied to.
Has it ever been applied to Israel?
Not that we're aware of. Had the Leahy Law from its inception been applied as it was intended in the West Bank and Gaza, then you would think, as in this country and in every country, that it would help to prevent
those types of crimes from occurring, because people would know that they could be held accountable.
I took care of a 19-month-old child who was shot in the thigh while she was playing outside of her tent. I took care of a 9-year-old boy who was shot in the right buttock while he was walking next to his tent. I did take care of a child who was brought in dead on arrival, who was shot once in the left side of the chest, so through and through to the heart.
I went to the neonatal ICU in the morning, and they took me to a room where a mother was holding her baby. And they said this baby was shot. And I was like, what do you mean this baby was shot? The mother was breastfeeding Mustafa. A quadcopter came and shot baby Mustafa in the head, and that the bullet went in one side and went out the other side.
Kids that were being shot, it's every day.
Most of them were under the age of 10.
Would a pattern of children shot in the head or chest qualify for the Leahy Law, or would you need to know each child's situation and case?
Any one of those cases could be a basis for triggering the Leahy Law, and if there's a pattern, then that's all the more persuasive that this is not just some random mistake. It's rather a result of a culture in which those committing those crimes have no fear of being held accountable.
Israeli soldiers also operate in a culture where violence against Palestinians is not only overlooked, but often condoned by prominent politicians. This impunity is further supported by loopholes in USA to Israel.
Israel's different.
Charles Blaha led a State Department office responsible for vetting thousands of allegations of human rights violations by foreign military units receiving U.S. funding.
So there is a special Leahy vetting process for Israel.
Of countries receiving vast U.S. assistance, only Israel has a separate vetting process, the Israel Leahy vetting form. Unlike others, Blaha says the U.S. accepts Israel's investigations without question, with final Leahy decisions made at the highest levels, including the Secretary of State.
Why do we have this form for this one country?
Because Israel receives assistance that's untraceable. It's a very elaborate, Byzantine, complicated, delay-ridden, high-level process that has been at fault for the State Department never finding a single Israeli unit had ever committed a gross violation of human rights. I signed off on that. I signed off for two reasons. I believed, at the time, that the State Department would implement that process in good faith. And I believed, at the time, in the Israeli military justice system. Both of those beliefs turned out to be incorrect.
So you've gone 180 degrees on two major beliefs that are consequential in a lot of people's lives. How does that sit with you?
I don't really know what to say. If I'd objected at the time, I certainly would have been overridden, but my name wouldn't be on the approval line. I was mistaken. I was wrong.
A cynic from the outside would see the vetting form as Byzantine by design. The purpose and the point of this was to offer obfuscation for Israeli forces to do what they want and not be hassled by U.S. laws.
I recognized at the time that it was very, very complicated, but I believed it would be implemented in good faith. I didn't think it would come to this, these thousands and thousands of deaths.
Against all odds, Mira lived.
انت بنت قوية يا ميرا صح؟ عشان هذا الوجع كله انت تحملتي وصرتي شاطرة وصرتي أحسن من أول إن شاء الله، صح؟
ماما
أي ماما
شك وقفوا لا
How are you, doctor? How
are you? When Dr. Syed went back to Gaza in December, Mira was regaining her ability to walk.
Hi, Mira.
The last time I saw her, she wasn't even opening her eyes. She was basically just kind of laying there after she was extubated.
Mimi.
بتقولك إنه حطت مناكير.
Oh, manicure.
على finger.
Wow.
She's talking normally, like.
Mira.
Yeah. All normal like before. So language is great. Standing, walking.
Oh, أنا ماسكة إيدي.
Yay, Mira. Oh, wow.
As Mira gets older, she will need additional surgeries. But she won't be able to get them in Gaza.
It's still swollen.
Days after Dr. Syed left Gaza, Mira's family survived a third attack. She was getting physical therapy when an Israeli bomb hit the building next door.
طبعاً إنه بعد الإصابة في الطرح في الرأس إنه بنتي كمان تنصاب كمان مرة فكان هذا الجنون عندي بحد ذاته.
Mira was spared, but her mother Isra was severely injured. She lost her leg.
إيش أخذت في الحصة؟ إيش أخذت في الدرس مع المس حنان؟ مش هتكون حياتي زي قبل. لازم أكون أقوى من هيك. لازم إني أنا أكون فعلاً مش يأسانة. بس أنا بحاول أدعمها قدر الإمكان نفسياً حتى رغم وجعي رغم مأساتي اللي أنا فيها بدعمهم نفسياً دائماً.
I was at my daughter's award ceremony this morning, and I was in a room full of small children, and they were celebrating their teeth. Who lost a tooth today? Oh. Suddenly, I just had this picture. I had a child in my last mission whose name is Sammy, and his face, his entire face was blown off, and I was holding his teeth, his mandible in my hand. And I just couldn't help thinking, like, how could this be the same planet?
If I was the only one who said, hey, I've seen children shot in the head, it's very easy to dismiss. If 40 other healthcare workers are saying the same thing, that's a body of evidence that's incontrovertible.
In Gaza, I saw the concept of innocence of children or protection of children was purposely destroyed with intent.
There will be some children that are broken and will forever be broken.
You're wiping out a certain number, you're maiming a certain number, and you're permanently mentally and emotionally disabling the rest, and that's going to be passed down to the next generation. So this is how you cripple a society.
They say that Gaza is the graveyard of human rights. And for me, it was really the graveyard of my belief in the human race being able to challenge its worst impulses. I don't know that I can ever get that back.
If this was your child, would you want the world to turn their back on you? Would you want people to look away? And these kids that I left behind, they're continuing to be threatened with death all the time.
Mm-hmm.